الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي خلق الإنسان وكرمه وهداه وأنعمه عليه وعلمه. أحمده سبحانه كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا ورسولنا وكريمنا وعزيزنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: كلوا مما رزقكم الله حلالا طيبا. وقال الله عز وجل: وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise, complete glory and perfection is for our Lord, our Creator, our Protector, our Cherisher, our Guide, and the one who has sent peace and blessings upon the noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and upon his purified and noble family, and upon the illustrious companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam. My dear brothers, respected elders, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be showered upon you all on this blessed noble day of Jumu'ah, in the sacred sanctuary and noble house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may your intentions, may your sincere efforts become a means for your purification, for your salvation, for your success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. During this week, I received a few phone calls from a few congregants, community members, seeking advice in regards to employment and the type of field of employment that they consider to be halal, that they consider to be maybe in the grey area, or they consider perhaps to be in the red zone. So they're seeking advice on whether they should go into this particular field or not, i.e. dealing with mortgages, dealing with interest, dealing with loans, and dealing with various other types of other aspects in this regard. So I gave them advice from the Quran and Sunnah, and thought it would be also prudent to share this advice with all of our youngsters, with our elders as well, because we all have to make these decisions. We are surrounded by the work, by world and money, and we have to make decisions on what is halal, what is haram, what is grey, what is green, and what is in the red particular zone. So inshallahul aziz, today we will just talk about in very brief, the importance of rizqi halal, provisions, and earning in the correct manner, and having yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first and foremost, a basic background kind of paints the picture for us all. There are almost 8 billion people on earth, and this is a number which is really beyond the imagination of any particular individual. Like, we can consider 100, 1,000, 20,000, 50,000, a million, but then 100 million, and then going on to 1 billion, and then almost 8 billion at the moment, 7.67 billion people here inhabiting Earth. And if you go back 1,400 years ago in the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, would have been a fraction of that. And even if you go back, you know, another 100 years or so, just now recently, there would be a fraction of the population that we have. So this, all of these people, they all require rizq, they all require provisions. And in order to get those provisions and to get that rizq, they always have to earn either in the correct way or in the incorrect manner. So money is at the forefront of every single person's mind, whether they like it or not. This is part and parcel of life, of survival, for yourself, for your family, for your children, for your loved ones. And approximately, just looking at the hard cash here on earth, not talking about assets like property and value and stuff like that, but just hard cash, the free flowing cash on earth, and there's approximately $215 trillion in circulation throughout the world. And that's something no one can really truly fathom, how much a trillion is and 215 trillion in circulation throughout the earth. But for those people who are young and those people who remember, if you ever watch Crystal Maze, they're inside this crystal and the fans are blowing and everybody's just trying to catch this money and grab as much money as they can. So this is the same manner that here, there's 8 billion people here on the sphere, on the globe, and money is all around them and they're all trying to catch that money. Whether it's the halal money or the haram money, or in what way they catch that money, it doesn't matter to them. They're just trying to catch that money and get as much as they can. So 8 billion people, try to imagine that number, visualize that number, 215 trillion cash, you know, circulating throughout the world. And from these statistics, we can see that approximately 3 billion people are actually officially employed, which asks the question, begs the question, well, then what happens with the remaining almost 5 billion people? What are they doing? How are they earning? Are they paying their taxes? Are they showing their accounts? Are they just benefiting themselves and pocketing all the money? Because remember, when you earn in the correct manner, in the halal manner, it's not just about benefiting yourself and your immediate family, it's also benefiting your society, your community as well, by making sure that you pay taxes, which help towards education and towards the medicine, towards the fees, towards all of the services. So Islam especially is not just about benefiting yourself, it's always about infaq, about benefiting your community, your society as well. So sadaqah is something which is a continuous thing. And even in the Islamic Empire, we see various taxes implemented in the treasury for the betterment and the welfare of society, for the widows, for those people who are single mothers or single parents, for those people who are elderly, etc. So it's all there. So if only 3 billion people are officially employed and the remaining 5 billion, you could say obviously many are children, many are elderly, but for many of those, there will be those who are not showing their accounts, not showing how much they are truly earning and not benefiting society on a larger scale. So 3 billion, you could say they're doing okay for themselves. There are many people who are struggling throughout the world as well with their finances and with their provisions. So many people means that there is so much competition. There's so much competition for the land, so much competition for the food and the wealth and everything else throughout the world. And there's very, very little time, because you only have, you know, when you're young, you don't really earn. Only when you, you know, go past university, etc., then you start earning, or you get the chaska of earning probably 16 onwards. And then by the time you're 60, 70, then you end up retiring and then you can no longer earn. So there's a very limited time frame and time space where you can actually earn and benefit yourself and your family, but more importantly, benefit your society as well. But because of this short time and the short amount of hard cash that is circulating and the limited amount of resources here on earth, those people who are in business, they will know when there's a huge demand. But then there's not enough supply, then what happens as a result? Things go high, the prices increase. Or then there are people end up taking shortcuts. So you can buy the original thing, or you can go to certain countries and they'll give you 10 copies of that original thing for the fraction of the price, because then people end up taking shortcuts. So everybody in life, because they know their health is limited, their life is limited, their opportunities are limited, everybody wants to earn. They want to earn quick bucks, as they say, get rich quickly. And they want to have quick fixes and they want to have shortcuts. Unfortunately for our youngsters in this day and age, it means selling drugs. And this is a very real thing, you know, in this community and in other communities as well. Because they're young, because they're free and they have nobody to kind of, you know, be responsible towards, they think, okay, I'll just get some quick money, get rich quickly, have a car, have this lifestyle, live like this, and I'm not harming anybody. But you are harming yourself, you're harming your family, you're harming your community, you're harming your deen by working in this haram industry, in this haram field, and harming yourself and harming other people as well. So don't always just look towards quick fixes, getting rich quickly, or looking at a life of ease, of luxury and enjoyment, because no matter how young you are, and also no matter how old you are, this desire of earning and accumulating and having more and more and more will never be satiated. You'll never have enough. This is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, لَوْ أَنَّ لِبْنِ آدَمْ وَادِيًا مِنْ ذَهَبٍ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا وَلَنْ يَمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابُ وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ تَابُ. That even if a human being had one full valley of gold, imagine how big a valley would be. It would be bigger than this masjid, bigger than this car park. Have a valley of gold, he would still want another valley of gold. This is the desire of insan. Whether you are young, whether you are old, you always want more. You always want more. But nothing will satisfy that individual or fulfill his desire except for turab, except for dust, which will he will taste when he dies and when he returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam at the end of the hadith mentions, وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ تَابُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives those who turn to Him in sincere repentance. So yes, it is part and parcel of life to have this aspiration, to have this desire, to have this push to earn more and get rich quickly and have all of these things. We need to make sure that we moderate all of these things and we do so in the correct manner and we earn in the halal manner and we are content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاسُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ, that you know, you'll be destroyed by your own wealth, because you'll destroy your life, you'll destroy your health and your wealth and everything that you have in the pursuance of earning this money, this wealth, whether it's the halal way or the haram way, but you'll spend everything that you have in earning and accumulating, but only when you reach your graves and you'll realize, wait a minute, I just wasted my life just earning all of these things. Rather, I should have spent it on my family and my community and be grateful for whatever much or whatever little Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us. And this is the crux of today's topic, of being content with whatever little that you have or that whatever much that you have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't have aspirations, that you shouldn't push, and you shouldn't have this desire and this drive to earn more. Yes, you can. It's a very good, a beneficial thing. But you have to make sure you keep that in check, that it is in compliance with the Sharia, with the Quran and Sunnah. You're not taking those shortcuts where you're harming yourself, you're harming your community, your neighbors, your society, you're harming your deen. So in this race of life, many people, well, rather some people are successful. And the majority of people are average Joes, as they say. The majority are just average. And the majority are struggling and the poor. But the question really is whether you have a lot, whether you have just enough to have a good livelihood, or whether you have very little, is how content you are with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you in your naseeb. That is what was supposed to come, that is what has come to you, and nothing more can come and nothing less can come. It has been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the problem is, in this day and age, we are bombarded by social media, by TV, by celebrities, by all of these people flaunting their money on these platforms. You know, you have boxers showing their money in front of them on their beds, etc. You have all these football stars showing their cars and all their wealth and all of these things, showing that, look at me, look at us, look at how we are living, look at how little you have, look at how much we have. This is what's happening in society, and they're telling us to have more and more and more, live beyond your means, get loans, get all of these things, buy these things on interest-free and all of these other things. It's trying to get you in. So social media, the TV, celebrities, the industries, they're showcasing these people and these companies to make us more envious and to make us desire more of these things, and especially the lifestyle as well. Feeding of our desire and sharing that this is what you can have, this is what you should have, or this is what you should strive for, rather than say, be content with what you have, be happy and live within your means. And you see the financial state of the world, it's because people have been living beyond their means, taking loans that they know they cannot repay, living a life beyond their means. And because of that, we are all in this difficulty because of other people and their greed. So if we live content and be happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and make sure that we strive and earn in the halal way, not only will we benefit ourselves, we'll also benefit our community, the world and the society as well. So nobody really has the patience to work hard. Everybody just wants to get rich really, really quickly. They want to become a millionaire, a billionaire overnight. They want quick ways. Go this way, go try this shortcut or that shortcut. But the reality is, it's not going to happen in any time soon. Everything takes effort and time and sacrifice. Everything takes patience and perseverance. If you just look at the statistics, only 0.6% of the world's population, it actually holds almost 40% of the world's wealth. Look, 8 billion people. And from 8 billion people, only 0.6% of those 8 billion people, they actually hold 40% of $215 trillion. And only 4.4% of people hold 32% of the world's wealth. And then the remaining population, which is the 95%, the rest of us, you could say almost, of humanity, they have just 28.4% of the world's wealth. So you can see here this disparity, this stark difference. So here you have to really ask yourselves, who are you? Where are you? And will you really truly achieve and be in the higher degree of these numbers, or will you be in the lower state? But whatever state that you are in, whatever class that you are in, whatever wealth that you have, are you happy? Are you content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the wealth that you have? Or are you going to break the law, break the sharia, break the local laws of the land as well, just so that you can get rich quick? You can live a lifestyle with beyond your means, and you can say, look, I've got this and I've got this and I've got that. See, these are very, very important questions that especially the youngsters have to ask themselves and make decisions before they move forward in their life. So as Muslims, we know that our rizq is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been promised and secured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will never change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute, He is perfect. His knowledge is perfect. He knows exactly how long we will live, how many breaths we shall take, how many morsels of food we shall consume. And He has written and recorded every single one of those things. So no being, no organization can take your rizq away. Do you know sometimes when one restaurant opens right next door to the other restaurant, and the first thing that they say, these people have come and our business has gone down, and this has happened and that's happened. No, that's the wrong way to think of it. This is not the way you should be saying, because this is, your rizq is yours. Nobody can take even an atom's weight from your rizq. It is recorded for you. This year, this week, or this month, whatever you are about to earn, whether 10 shops open up in front of you, whether 0 shops open in front of you, no matter where you are, you will only earn that which has been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't be under this illusion that you need to be pushing yourself even more so that you can get more and more money. Rather be content, earn in the best way, work hard, but be content with whatever rizq has been given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't just think that, oh yes, you can do it all on your own. You need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not be from amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ, that insan is argumentative and debating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that why do I have less? Why do you give me this X, Y, and Z? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed that for us. And we need to make sure that we earn our rizq in the halal manner, in the best of manners. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, لَوْ أَنَّ ابْنَ آدَمْ هَرَبَ مِنْ رِزْكِهِ كَمَا يَهْرُبُ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ لَأَدْرَكُهُ رِزْكُهُ كَمَا يُدْرِكُهُ الْمَوْتِ, that even if the son of Adam were to flee from his provisions, if you to run away from your rizq and whatever has been written for you, just the way that you flee from death. You know, Pharaoh tried to flee from death. Many people in history have tried to flee from death, tried to avoid death medically and other ways and means. But no matter how much you run away from your death will approach you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيِّدًا, whatever you are, wherever you are hidden, wherever you hide, whatever you do, maut will come to you at that very second that has been prescribed for you. Similarly, your rizq will come to you. Wherever you are, however you are, whatever has been written for you, it will come to you just as death will reach you as well. So nobody can take away from your rizq. Therefore, what we need to do is make sure that we earn our rizq in the halal way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed that you're going to get maybe 100,000 pounds this year. Exactly 100,000 pounds. But now, the doors are open. Whether you earn that 100,000 pounds in the halal way, or whether you earn that 100,000 pounds in the haram way, that is entirely your choice. You won't get a penny less in the halal way, and you won't get a penny more in the haram way. You'll only get exactly what has been prescribed for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a mentality that we really need to understand. So this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, "Oh people, fear Allah and be graceful in seeking your provisions." So seek your provisions in the best of manners, with the right intention, with the right niyyah, and also in the right actions. For a soul will never die until it finishes its provision. So whatever has been written for you, death will never come to you until you have consumed that very risk. If you have taken that very risk, only after that, death will come to you. So this is a promise. So it is, if it's slow in coming and you are eager to get more and more, then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be graceful in seeking your provisions. So what does that mean? In the halal way, in the correct way, not taking shortcuts, not harming yourself, not harming others, not going in the grey area, not going in the red area, making sure, you know, this is halal, this is what I need to do. I want to stay away from all of these things. This is what it means by being graceful and seeking provisions in the correct manner, because nothing more will come to you, nothing less will come to you. People may say, look, come here, work for me for an hour, I'll give you 1,000 pounds. And you might say, yeah, you know, this is very, very quick money, let me do it. If I work normally 10 pounds an hour, I will make this money for weeks and months on end. But no, seek your rizq in the halal way. Make sure that you are doing it in the haram manner, you are declaring it in the correct way. Make sure that you are doing those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Al halalu bayyin, wal haramu bayyin, also that halal is absolutely and abundantly clear. And those things that are in the grey area where we are doubtful about, we should always leave. And those things that are abundantly clear in terms of haram, we must always avoid them to the best of our abilities. So take what is lawful and leave what is unlawful. This is what the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions. أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ فَإِنَّ نَفْسٍ لَن تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَوْفِيَ رِزْقَهَا. That, oh people, fear Allah and be graceful in seeking your provisions, so you will not die until your provisions come to you. So again, especially our youngsters, those people who in their careers, those people who are being attracted by other people and companies and say, come and do this and this, but that means breaking the Sharia a little bit, bending the Sharia a little bit, not declaring your income or doing all of these things, don't do it. Don't be tempted by the shaitan. Don't be tempted by your nafs. Your rizq is written for you exactly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No company can give it to you or take it away from you. It is up to you though how you earn that same rizq via the halal way or via the haram way. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that he used to do a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani wa barik li fihi wa akhluf alayya kulla ghaibatin li bi khayr. That, oh Allah, make me content with what you have provided for me. And this is the crux of today's speech. Whatever you have, you could be earning 100,000 or just 1,000 a month. You could be earning 1 million, you can earn a penny a month. It doesn't matter. What matters is you've earned in the halal way, one. And second, you are content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And this contentment in your heart, being satisfied with the food that you have in your home, the clothes that you have on your shoulder, the roof that you have over your head, whatever you have, that you are rizq, that you are happy, that you know that you've earned it in the halal way, you're consuming it in the halal way, you're spending it in the halal way. And you will see this barakah then spread in your family. You know when you say, bache, ghal nahi sunde, children don't listen to us, and there's so much, you know, fitna and fasad within our homes, is because you are not earning in the halal way, you're not spending in the halal way, you're not eating and consuming in the halal way. So make sure you are content with the rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you, and you are satisfied with that. And bless me in my rizq and appoint good for me in everything that I do not have. Yes, all of us have desires to have more, to have bigger and better and greater, but ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair in all of those affairs. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the halal channels and halal doors and avenues for you to achieve those things which are good for you and beneficial for you. So don't be lazy and don't take shortcuts and don't do anything haram in your life and don't be tempted by the shaitan. Your rizq is yours, nobody can take it away from you. Make sure you earn it in the halal manner and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Eat and drink from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you in that which is halal and tayyib and good for you. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْكُهَا. There is nothing which is walking here on earth, nothing which is living, unless that, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decreed its food and provisions and everything for it. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised provisions for ants and insects and animals and wildlife and everything else, He has also recorded and secured your rizq for you as well. Make sure you go out and seek it in the halal way, not in the haram way. Keep away from the grey area, from the doubtful elements. Keep away from the haram. Earn it in the halal way and be content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. وَقُولِ كَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Kuch zaruri elanat, aap hazrat samat farmalein.